Health officials, world leaders, and donors from around the world met this week at the Global Fund's Fourth Replenishment Conference in Washington to increase financial support and to highlight the progress made in fighting the three diseases. Fund officials aim to raise up to $15 billion for the next three-year funding cycle, 2014 to 2016. That would represent a $4.6 billion increase over the previous funding period. The United States has pledged up to $5 billion to the program. President Barack Obama also said the U.S. will add $1 for every $2 pledged by donors. Among the participants at the conference, entrepreneur Bill Gates of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged up to $500 million for the new funding cycle. Speaking at a symposium of Global Fund partners, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry stressed the importance of continued financial support and highlighted the progress made against HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis. He says that thanks to the support of the fund, an AIDS-free generation may be within sight.
It's really a stunning story that speaks to the extraordinary progress that we've been able to make together in our global health efforts. It's also a story about how the world came together to support a 40-fold increase in people receiving life-saving antiretroviral treatment during the past decade alone. It's a story about how the global target of a 50% reduction in TB-related deaths by 2015 is now actually within reach. It's a story about cutting malaria so dramatically in some regions that infant mortality has dropped by a third.
Other participants agreed with Mr. Kerry. Nigerian Finance Minister Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala says worldwide, projects supported by the Global Fund have helped save 9 million lives from the three diseases. For many in Africa, that has meant working to curtail the spread of HIV/AIDS.
On the continent, we've seen that new HIV infections have fallen quite dramatically, a drop of almost 40%. 1 million fewer people acquired HIV in 2012. And we have 22% fewer AIDS-related deaths between 2001 and 2012.
In Nigeria, she says over 1 million people are receiving antiretroviral treatment for the disease, an increase of about 7% over last year. Also, nearly 700,000 pregnant women have received counseling on how to prevent mother-to-child transmission of HIV. Nigeria is also making progress against malaria. Health officials have scaled up treatment centers and laboratories and distributed 57 million bed nets to prevent infection by disease-carrying mosquitoes. Nigeria's finance minister also says the government is working to improve the effectiveness of treatments by tracking resource flows and measuring the impact of projects. As a partner in the Global Fund, Nigeria is also using its own resources for health programs.
We've committed $500 million to this initiative over 4 years. And we are very proud of this commitment because it comes out of the money saved from the reduction in subsidies to petroleum. You know, if you all recall, we had a very big incident when we tried to reduce subsidies. People were out on the streets saying that, you know, this is the only thing they gain from government. But poor people were not getting these subsidies. By taking this chunk, one-third of this money, and putting it directly into these programs, this is our commitment for how we are going to drive our work to this.
Similar progress was noted by another participant at the conference, the First Lady of Rwanda, Jeannette Kagame. She says thanks to the fund, Rwanda is on its way to meeting the UN-backed Millennium Development Goals of reducing maternal and child mortality. Part of that is due to improvements in reducing malaria, tuberculosis, and mother-to-child transmission of HIV/AIDS. She says new infections of HIV have been reduced by half, and mortality from HIV has fallen by 80%.
We have placed emphasis on prevention of mother-to-child transmission on HIV, and our HIV-positive pregnant women and their children have access to PMTCT services in 85% of our health facilities. It costs less to offer an HIV-positive woman a full treatment regimen during pregnancy than to cater for her infected children for the rest of their lives. Under the treatment and care, the number of HIV testing and treatment sites has increased significantly in the last 10 years, during which time 456 out of the 502 health centers have been equipped to provide comprehensive HIV services.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the way forward should include what he calls strategic investments based on the latest science and best practices.
In tight budget environments, in almost every one of our capitals, every dollar, every yen, pound, euro, all of them are going to be competed for in a zero-sum game. And it's going to be imperative that we come in and show people how we are producing and what we are getting for the value of that currency. That's why we need to continue setting benchmarks for outcomes and put our weight behind HIV prevention. It doesn't do you any good to simply be treating and treating and treating if all you're doing is feeding an endless cycle and an endless supply of people to be treated. We have to begin to put in practices that stem that tide. And treatment and care interventions that work can make an enormous difference in creating a culture that can begin to do that.
He also says partners need to focus on the impact of HIV/AIDS on women and girls who represent over half of those infected in sub-Saharan Africa. He says Global Fund partners, both private and public, need to work to improve the effectiveness of antiretrovirals for the disease and cooperate in the purchase of the drugs in order to drive down costs. The U.S. Secretary of State said in an interconnected world, illnesses like drug-resistant tuberculosis are only a plane ride away, so there's no alternative to investing in global health. I'm William Eagle in Washington.